7 on duty. You take your sister, no, sister wasn't on till later. You read the report that the night nurse had done of every patient, and we discussed every patient at the end of the ward, not these. It was the long wards, which I liked and I didn't get. We discussed every patient was written down in the big night book, so you knew just exactly what they were, what medication they were on, and how they'd been, what sort of night they'd had, and then we did breakfast. Fed those that couldn't feed themselves. Then we'd make beds. We'd make one side of the beds because the night nurse probably made the other side. And then there were dressings, backs to do, you know, for so they didn't get pressure sores, treating backs. Hot fomentations for anybody with a septic thing, we had to do those. Penicillin injections, 4 hourly, with great big needles, poor patients. And then ready for matron. Everybody used to have to be so tidy and quiet. Matron did a round and knew every patient and everything that was wrong with them. And we had to, well, the sister went round with them. Sorry, it's all right. Then it was dressings and all sorts of things again until dinner time. And then they used to bring the dinner and it would be in a big metal thing and sister would serve it. And you'd stand there with the tray and serve every patient, go up and take it, and feed those that couldn't feed themselves again. Then it was round with the medicines, probably in the morning too with medicine. Medicines again after lunch. Then they'd probably have a sleep, get them down for a sleep in the afternoon, and we'd still be busy doing something. Anybody for theatre, you went with them to theatre and stayed with them in theatre while they operated, so you knew exactly what was going on. Then tea. It just was continual looking after them, you know, to treating them for against bed sores, you know, for pressure sores. Yeah. Can't remember now how far I've got.
So lunch, then more medicines, and then they would have a nap.
Yes, and then we'd have tea. But later on, they'd have supper. You know, that was like a cooked meal again. And then they put the radio on for them. It was a piped one, Red Fusion it was called. That was piped round, put the radio on. If everybody was all right, if there was a poorly one there, probably would put it on, not have it on, have it on low. Visiting was 2 hours on a Thursday and 2 hours on a Sunday and Tuesday evening from 6:30 to 8 o'clock, something like that. That was it. There was no other visiting. And there was only 2 at a bed. No more than 2 at a bed. If 3 came, one had to stay down and they'd exchange, you know. Somebody would go out and come. There was no crowds of people on the beds. Yeah. Tell us.
And then after supper, was that the end of your shift then, if you had done started at 7:30?
We'd probably get time off in the afternoon, or in the morning, probably 10 till 1, 10 o'clock till 1 o'clock. or in the afternoon you get a 2 to 5, or then I think twice a week we got an evening, which was finished at 5, if you were lucky. If they needed you, you stayed on duty. Then Sunday, sometimes we had Sunday morning off. Then you got to work back, go back and work Sunday afternoon. Or you got, a feeling we had probably Sunday afternoon off, alternate sort of thing. One day off a week.
Okay.
And half day Sunday, whether it was morning or afternoon, but there's only one day a week. Yeah, okay. Half. Yeah.
Really?
Which we didn't mind. We lived for our job, we loved it.
Yeah.